Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. On today's program, Billy Crone exposes the subliminal seduction that is all around us, and James Collins will have a moment of prophecy. This daily program, Watchmen on the Wall, is available as a podcast, giving you the ability to listen to timely interviews and sound prophecy teaching on your schedule. You can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and TuneIn, or simply subscribe by clicking on Podcast at the very top of our homepage over at swrc.com. Watchmen on the Wall is here to bring clarity to the chaos and help make sense of the world around us. Clarity, true clarity, can only come from Jesus Christ and His Word. Billy Crone is here to share the evidence that he believes proves the mass media is mesmerizing the minds of the masses.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, haughty, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Now, that certainly sounds like today, doesn't it? But does subliminal technology actually influence this type of immoral behavior that the Bible talks about? Joining me today to talk about how we are being mesmerized by the media is Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy is certainly no stranger to our program, having been on many, many times before. He is the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. He is also the founder of Get a Life Ministries. Today, he's here to talk about his latest book and DVD set titled Subliminal Subduction. Pastor Billy, welcome. Thanks so much for being on the program with me again.
Hey, thank you, Pastor James. It's always great to be on.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember seeing the movie They Live, with the wonderful actor, Rowdy Roddy Piper. He probably should have won an Academy Award for that film. But anyway, it seems that you also saw the movie because you reference it in this teaching set. And in the film, the main character is able to see through subliminal messages with the help of a pair of special glasses. Now, that was fiction, but subliminal messaging is real, isn't it?
Real, and I think it's on a much grander scale, dare I say, on a global scale as well as a grander scale, and most people have no clue. In fact, I wrote about that in the preface about the movie They Live, and basically, if people are familiar with that scenario, like you said, the guy puts on these special glasses, and he walks around, and he could see what was really going on in the society, and the society was complete manipulation of subliminal messages on all print form media, television, radio, telling people to buy and consume and not obey authority, to not question and things of that nature. And I remember even as a non-Christian back then going like, man, that's crazy, but I bet you that's probably what's going on, you know, whatever. So anyway, fast forward now to now being a Christian, going down this rabbit hole, Pastor James, that science fiction movie has become our modern day reality. And subliminal technology did not go away, like we were told. It is now permeating the planet, and literally all forms of media are being controlled and used to manipulate, and that's why we titled it, Mesmerize the Minds of the Masses. And I'm talking all forms of media, right? We're talking about newspapers, we're talking about radio, we're talking about music, we're talking about books and the whole educational system itself. We're talking about television, of course, the latest media we dive into, social media. And it's not just utilizing subliminal technology to control information, to steer people in the direction, including their thoughts, their behavior, their buying habits, their beliefs, including who to vote for, by the way, and what they want you to believe about a medical narrative, and all that stuff, folks, is happening before our very eyes. But it's being done by a handful of elites on a global scale who own these, and they admit that this is why they bought all these corporations up, all these media formats. They're using it to manipulate the masses. And I think it has everything to do with, as you quoted, the Bible prophecy passages. Certainly the rise of wickedness. You look at much of the content that's on this media, it's not just manipulating people's beliefs and mind habits and behaviors and voting decisions and medical impressions, but it's affecting their behavior. Much of the content is wicked. You wonder why people are getting so wicked. You get junk in equals junk out. And they're doing it on purpose, as well as they're creating and fulfilling, unfortunately, another Bible prophecy passage about being in the last days, and that's a scoffing attitude. These same entities who are controlling all these technologies around the planet, they're anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Bible, and it's not even affecting just the lost. I feel sad for them, but I expect that because they don't know Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, the church needs to wake up to this because it is affecting the church. Many people that I've confronted, Pastor James, and I'm sure you have too in the ministry, you know, as Christians, we say, oh yeah, I follow the Bible. Sola Scriptura, that's the one that determines my belief and practice. Well, really, what determines the average Christian's belief and practice today is not the Bible. They say it is, but really what it is, it's these media outlets that are controlling them, and even Christians don't realize that they're being mesmerized with this manipulative technology.
Well, now this goes way back. Tell me about the 1957 subliminal movie popcorn Coke experiment. You write about that in your book.
Yeah, and really it becomes the gravitating point that I call it. And then it forces the conversation to stop. But it's a big lie. Let me give you another analogy. For instance, when people today, they talk about, they say, hey, have you heard about UFOs and aliens? Almost the knee-jerk reaction is almost always this. Yeah, Area 51. And then the conversation stops. Well, my question is, well, have you ever thought to go beyond that and go like Area 51? Where's Area 1 through 50 and 52 and above, right? But people don't think, they're not trained to think that way. And the same thing, when you bring up subliminal technology, people go, oh, yeah, that was 1957, James Vickery. I mean, we've all know that. He tried this subliminal experiment to get people to drink Coke with flashing these subliminal suggestions on the movie screen to the movie picnic. And the initial results that he shared in 1957 showed that it produced results. It manipulated people's behavior. They bought more Coke and popcorn. 5 years later, 1962, he all of a sudden comes out and says, well, you know, maybe the results weren't as significant as I thought. But that's it. That's as far as the narrative goes. Wait a second, folks. Have you ever thought to ask this question? Was that the first time the subliminal technology was used? And had it gone on before? And is it still going on today? That's my point. People, when you talk about it, they go, oh, yeah, 1957, James Vickery, popcorn experiment, Coke, and it stopped there. No, it didn't. In fact, it was going on long before that. Let me give you two easy examples that we document. And this is historically verified. This is as crazy as this sounds, folks. In the late 1800s with Thomas Edison actually used backmasking in his phonographs. They've been familiar with this technology for a long time. Folks, that's the late 1800s. Come on. Then in the 1920s when radio was beginning to take off, okay, it freaked out a lot of people. Because that was a whole new weird technology. Like, you hear voices coming through this thing. You know, for you and I, we don't think about it. But back then, the brand new technology, it freaked them out. And I kid you not, this is historically recorded. In England, in order to pacify the listening audience to radio that was initially saying, man, this is strange. And they literally put in backmasking messages, piped it in through the radio broadcast. Check it out, folks. This is not the conspiracy theory. They piped it in order to calm the people's fear. And the backmasking message was basically, this is not a noose. It's okay. And guess what? Over time, the populace there began to calm down and accept this new format called radio. So this has been going on long before. I can give you a lot of other examples, and we get that in the resources. But this has been going on long before 1957. And, folks, I'm telling you, it did not stop in 1957. If anything, it's gotten way more sophisticated in a bunch of more different media formats. And I'm telling you, it's happening on a global scale. And if you've ever wondered, even as a Christian, why is it that I go and I try to witness to somebody or even talk about medical issues that are going on today? To give my opinion, or if I want to talk about the previous election cycle and give my opinion. Why is it that a lot of people I talk to, even fellow Christians, it's like talking to a brick wall? It's like they got this glaze of the, and they're just repeating what's because that's what's going on. They're using this technology, and that's the tagline that we use deliberately to mesmerize the minds of the masses, and we need to wake up.
If you're just tuning in, my guest on the program is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're talking about his new book and DVD set, Subliminal Seduction. And you can get a copy of the book, the DVD set, or both by calling 1-800-7000. 652-1144, or you can order online at swrc.com. This is an eye-opening study. You should definitely get a copy for yourself. Now, Pastor Billy, in this series, you talk about subliminal smells. And one example has to do with the cookies at Disneyland. Come on now, are businesses really trying to influence us with smells?
Yeah, when we break it down, there's a multitude of ways. It's not just subliminal seduction never went away. It's got more sophisticated, and they do it in a multitude of arenas. And one of them, of course, we brought out, and this is all documented, folks. It's not from joeschmo.com, wackyconspiracyguy.org. Okay, it's in print. Check it out for yourself. But Disney is big, not only in the visual, even in their cartoons. That's a whole other aspect. But even at Disneyland or Disney World, basically what they do is they subliminally manipulate you, literally lead you by your nose, and you're walking through the park, and all of a sudden you smell, wow, fresh baked cookies. Oh, there it is. It's coming from that store. And so it literally gets you, leads you by the nose subliminally, gets you to go in that store. The reality is this. Those aren't fresh baked cookies. Mm. Those cookies were pre-baked, bought from somewhere else, hauled into Disney. The way they got you to go in there to think it was fresh baked so you can purchase was they put vanilla on baking sheets and shove it out into the air. It's all a process of manipulation. And that's an easy example. Oh, and by the way, Disney's not the only one. And that's just, again, just the sense of smell, right? Companies do this. Hotel chains do this. And they literally have whole studies. They have a whole science they call neural marketing. And that's a whole scientific study of different ways that we can neural market the human brain and to get people to do what we want to do, including buying their stuff. And, of course, what you smell goes into your brain. What you see goes into your brain. What you hear goes into your brain. And so that's what they do. How can I subliminally manipulate the inputs that people receive that goes into your brain, smell, sight, taste, touch, etc., to get them to, and this is their term, not mine, they're looking for what is called the buy button. And what do we need to do to subliminally manipulate something so it will trigger the buy button in their brain? But again, other chain stores, hotels, they even have studies. They know that this particular smell will manipulate the ladies to hang around the store and buy more. They know this particular store works on men specifically to get that. And again, that's just smell. They also do it with our ears, not just with back masking. This is a very common practice, unfortunately, whether you realize it or not. And they actually will pipe in, you know, the music when you're going into a mall or other businesses or just walking around, you hear this pleasant music playing, you know, different genres and whatever. Well, unbeknownst to you, they're using subliminal messages in there to curb shoplifting, which they actually demonstrate the reason why they're doing it, because it actually works. It subliminally manipulates people. And they put in messages, you know, I will be honest, I won't steal, and things of that nature. You don't hear it, but your brain picks it up. And so you just think, oh, it's just nice. They're just playing music just to keep us entertained. No, they're using music to manipulate you. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that would be a benefit to them, but still it's not right. I mean, why don't you say, hey, we're playing music, but I want to give you a disclaimer. We're putting subliminal messages in there to manipulate your brain so you won't steal from us. Okay, I'm glad it curbs shoplifting, but that still doesn't make it right. But it's not that. It's also to get you to hang around more, to buy more, and things of that nature, and you're being completely manipulated. And, of course, the big gun that we mostly think of when it comes to subliminal technology is the visual. Mm-hmm. And, folks, the visual, there's a whole art and science to this. People in the advertising industry get degrees in this and how to frame certain things, certain colors, certain color contrasting things. It literally burns images into our brain, including their logo, their branding, all that stuff. There's nothing willy-nilly about commercials or advertisements. Oh, by the way, even in magazines, you name it, just like that movie, They Live, folks, I'm telling you, has become a reality. And they're using it because they know they've got it down to a science. They know exactly what colors, how to picture things, how to position things, how to present that to the brain in such ways that it's going to stick in your brain, it's going to trigger your buy button. And, folks, this is just walking around. This is just walking around, and this is going on a global basis. And you think it stopped it just for buying things? Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, they're controlling the narrative. They're controlling your belief system. They're using it to get you to scoff at God, at Jesus Christ in the Bible. They're getting you to influence who to, quote, vote for. Again, what to think on the current medical issues that we're dealing with here. They are stopping at nothing. This is why we specifically called it not just subliminal seduction, but subliminal seduction, how the mass media mesmerizes the minds of the masses. It's really going on, and as Christians, we need to unplug from the matrix.
Well, now I remember another film from when I was a kid that used what you call in the teaching series stealth product placement. That film was E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and there was a product in that movie called Reese's Pieces, and I understand that the sales for those candies went through the roof when that movie came out. But now that was the 1980s. Are they still placing products in movies and television programs to influence us to buy them?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's big bucks. In fact, I've got family that works in the industry in Hollywood, so I kind of get an inside scoop of what's really going on down there. And I've met with producers and sat down with people. There's a whole format that goes on when it comes to making a movie. And literally, they will hire a person. This is their whole job. Their whole job is to work with the script writers to figure out what products they can place inside the movie that will get people to buy that product. The reason why they do that is because these people, that the companies that own that product, it's like a sliding scale. If you give just a quick flash of the laptop with the Apple logo, we'll give you, say, $10,000. If you have that person drinking a can of Coke and it's visible to the audience, you do that five times, we'll give you $50,000 or something like that. It's a sliding scale. It's a science. And they literally build that into the script because it works for the back end. It helps offset the cost of the movie. And the reason why those companies are willing to pay that kind of money is because it works. It really influences people. This is not stopped, folks. It's on a much grander scale that we as Christians need to be aware of. And this is what we're trying to, if anything, to go back to the they live scenario when the guy puts on the glasses and he could see what's really going on that he couldn't see before. This study, folks, is your glasses to put on so you could see what kind of world we really live in. And the little g god of this world is using mass media to blind the minds of those who don't believe. It's getting way sophisticated. We need to get equipped.
Well, I'm sure that our listeners will want to have their own copy of the book and DVD set, Subliminal Subduction, How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses. And you can get the book, the DVD set, or both by calling 1-800-652-1144, or you can order online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. If you want to understand how you are being manipulated by the global elites, you need this study, folks.
Billy Crone will continue his look into the subliminal seduction of the masses next time. Get the complete two-day subliminal seduction conversation on CD by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. Subliminal Seduction, the explosive new DVD and book from Billy Crone, is available today. Get both the book and 7-DVD set for a gift of $80 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Staff Evangelist James Collins opens the Bible now to share a moment of prophecy.
Recently, a 10-year-old little girl who attends Buttes Road Intermediate School in Chesapeake, Virginia, was injured by her school teacher who attempted to teach the child Islamic hand signs. According to the internet news source TheBlaze.com, the teacher, Tara Harris, joined the school in September as a fifth-grade learning disabilities special education teacher. Ms. Harris has been charged with simple assault for injuring the child's hand. The little girl's name was not released due to being underage. However, the child's mother, Stephanie Bennett, said Ms. Harris has a disturbing trend of indoctrinating students with Islamic teachings. She also openly campaigned for President Biden and bashed Trump, according to the testimony of several other students. Ms. Bennett, the mother states, was going over Islamic hand signs with the children. She stayed on this issue for 2 days straight during their reading and math class. When Bennett's daughter was unable to perform the Islamic hand sign correctly after 2 days of instruction, Harris became frustrated and attempted to twist the girl's fingers to make the Islamic gesture, which means power and strength. The mother continued, when she didn't get it right, Miss Harris went over and yanked her hand out of her desk, and my daughter's hand got caught on the metal wire on her file folder, and her skin was torn. The other children saw my daughter's hand dripping with blood after the teacher had gotten so mad that she went to twist my daughter's hand into an Islamic sign. Miss Bennett immediately filed a police report, and Miss Harris was placed on administrative leave. The child told her mother that Harris prays to Allah in Arabic approximately 5 times a day in front of the students and teaches them about Islam and how it is superior to other religions. Now, I want you to think about what's going on here in this public school classroom. Here is a Muslim, Korean-thumping, abusive teacher who forced her religious beliefs on impressionable, innocent, special education children. You mean to tell me that no other teacher or member of the school administration was aware of what was going on in that classroom? If the school was aware she was openly, aggressively proselytizing Islam, then the school is guilty of violating the government's favorite phrase, the separation between church and state. And if the school denies any knowledge of this teacher's activities, what else are they unaware of? Who says she's not sexually assaulting the children or forcing them to memorize parts of the Quran or keeping the kids silent by threatening to kill their parents or their pets if they tell what she is teaching them? Why isn't this on the national news? It would probably be the lead story if it were a Christian teacher telling the children that Jesus loves them. A Christian teacher doing that sort of thing would be arrested, fired, and sued by the ACLU. Where are the loud-mouthed, intrusive, busybody freedom from religion people? Why aren't they marching on the school grounds with their stupid signs and filing a lawsuit in court? Why aren't they on CNN making a statement about how angry they are that in this day and age, these children are having religion forced on them? Where is the rabid, mouth-foaming, snarling attack dog against all things Christian, the ACLU? In what federal court is their suit filed? Where is their outrage over this? If you pause for just a moment, you can hear crickets in the silence. Can you imagine the hysterical, screaming rants of the mainstream media, Hollywood stars, and even the Muslims in Congress if this woman were a Christian? I'm dumbfounded by the blatant double standard being applied here. But this seems to be the new normal in America today, doesn't it? She's a Muslim, and she can do anything she wants, ignore any law she wants, as long as she is spreading the teachings of Allah. After all, we're supposed to be tolerant. However, if a Christian so much as opens their mouth to yawn in a public school building, why, there's a price to pay. If a football coach prays with students after a football game, he's fired. If a middle school teacher says, "God bless you," to a child, she is reprimanded. Now, do you think this is an isolated incident? Here are some of the other things on the agenda of the next meeting of the National Education Association. Using personal dolls to promote social, emotional intelligence and acceptance of diversity. Teachers learning to play with dolls? That sounds like a critical teaching skill to me. Teaching students to be peacemakers? Well, good luck with that. LGBTQ youth, a roundtable discussion. I wonder why are these teachers spending time discussing how to ensure their students understand the different types of perversions that are socially acceptable today? How about they concentrate on reading, writing, and arithmetic instead? Can someone please explain to me why our government schools are suddenly so enamored with religion and Islam in particular? I thought we didn't talk about religion in schools. I was under the impression that the sky would fall and heads would spontaneously explode if anyone anywhere in the United States even mentioned religion. When did all this change? Because I sure missed all the news coverage. What galls me the most about the encroaching threat of Islam into this country and into our schools is that no one is saying a word about it. Church, where are you? Put down your donuts and designer coffee at the Sanctuary Coffee Bar and do something useful for once. Lift your voices in collective outrage at the hypocritical double standard being smeared in our faces. I suggest all believers investigate if this outrage is occurring in our own states. If so, who is going to have the intestinal fortitude to do something about it? Who is going to publicly call our leaders out for their failure to separate church and state in these instances? After all, they always frantically pummel Christians into silence by continually screeching that non-existent so-called constitutional rule. If they're going to start pushing Islam on our children, then we need to demand that Christianity be taught as well. After all, being tolerant and espousing diversity is the political correct name of the game, isn't it? Jesus said in Matthew 24:11 that at the end of the age, many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. We are certainly living in a time of deception. This is James Collins reminding you that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
What if I were to tell you that your whole life was a media-generated illusion? What if you discovered that everything you thought you knew about life, including the very thoughts you formulate, were actually the result and byproduct of a make-believe world you were forced to live in? What if you stumbled upon the horrifying truth that all of this manipulation upon people's minds was not only going on across the whole planet nonstop, but it really was being generated by a handful of elites? Billy Crone's new series, Subliminal Seduction, How the Mass Media Mesmerizes the Minds of the Masses, seeks to inform, expose, and equip you with the shocking evidence of how our whole planet really is being controlled and manipulated by a small group of entities who are mesmerizing us for their own nefarious agendas, using the power of the mass media to get the job done. In this special series, you will have unveiled such eye-opening truths as the history and methods of subliminal technology, the manipulation of newspapers, radio, music, and television, the manipulation of social media, and the response to subliminal technology. In these DVDs, you'll be given the necessary set of glasses to see through the world of illusion in order to be set free from this prison planet we're now living in. Subliminal Seduction, the explosive new DVD and book from Billy Crone, is available today. Get both the book and 7-DVD set for a gift of $80 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will continue his look inside the mass media's subliminal seduction of the masses. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.